Welcome back to Jefferson City. This week was certainly a somber week as we mourn the loss of State Auditor Tom Schweik. Tom was an able public servant and was a great state auditor and has certainly passed too soon. Attended the funeral. Most of the General Assembly attended this past Tuesday. Certainly all of us are continuing to pray for Tom's family and those close to him. As we conducted our regular business for the rest of the week, I thought it would be good just to give everybody an update on where we're at on some of the legislation that I've filed. We've talked a lot about Senate Bill 5, which is the municipal court reform that has passed out of the Senate 34-0 and is over in the House to go through the process over there, be referred to a committee and have hearings and get a vote on the House floor. The Mo Able Act, which allows a 529-like college savings plan for families to save for their long-term needs of their child with a disability, passed unanimously out of the Senate. Also, and is on its way over to the House. A bill that I had a hearing on a couple weeks ago that was passed out of committee this week provides the Senior Savings Protection Act, which would allow those with a fiduciary relationship, agents and brokers who are dealing with and working with people with disabilities and the elderly with their money, if they suspect fraud or if there is a scam that's underway, they have the ability to hit the pause button for a brief period of time to contact family members and make sure that that money is not lost, because when it's lost, it's gone forever, and it's a very serious problem in our state. One of the other things that I worked on, we had a hearing on this week, was to call for a constitutional convention, that the states would call for a convention of the states to address some real fundamental problems that are going on in our country, principally the national debt. It's an $18 trillion debt. It's a $50,000 federal credit card debt we hand to every child that's born, and it's a moral issue, and so we need to do something about it. So as I did a few years ago, passed a resolution calling for Congress to call for a constitutional convention to deal with the budget, the balanced budget amendment. This would actually start the process in our state, along with what's happening in other states, to call for a constitutional convention to address that particular issue. One of the other issues that Article 5 convention could address is federal term limits. And another one is the rapid and expansive growth of federal power, principally through agencies that promulgate rules at, to borrow a term from Spaceballs, at ludicrous speed. I mean, the amount of regulations that are coming from agencies that are not part of the legislative branch is very troubling. This is a new phenomenon really in the last 50 years, but in the last decade or so has become increasingly burdensome and providing barriers for small businesses across our country. And so this is an effort to rein that power in as well. One of the bills I'm having heard next week would be to allow families to designate in their income tax return a certain portion of that to go to 529 college savings plans. Again, a really useful tool for families to save for the future and for kids to make sure that they have a better life and get a good education and a favorable way to save for that long term. So that's some of the things that are going on with the legislation that I've filed. We're almost at the halfway point here in session. In mid-March is kind of our spring break, and as more of these bills come out of committee and hit the Senate floor, it gets busier and busier until our adjournment in mid-May. We'll keep everybody updated as we move throughout the process in this legislative session. Everybody have a safe and good weekend. Take care.